Chapter 4. The crime scene at Patel Designs on 47th Street presented Amelia Sachs with three questions. 1. Since the perp had left hundreds of diamonds behind, just sitting in the open safe, what in fact had he stolen, if anything? 2. Why was Patel tortured? 3. Who had placed the anonymous call to report the crime and give a fairly detailed description of the perp? There was a part B to this question. Was he still alive? When she'd first arrived at the third floor shop, she'd smelled the air and known immediately a weapon had been fired here. She guessed the witness had walked into the robbery, been shot, and fled, stopping at the street payphone from which he'd called 911. The shop was small, and the distance from gun to victim would at most have been 10 or 15 feet. Hard to miss with a lethal shot at that range. And there were no stray slugs anywhere in the office or the hallway. The witness had almost certainly been hit. Sachs, in the crime scene white-hooded jumpsuit and booties, stepped around the sizable pool of blood in the rough shape of Lake Michigan and laid the numbers for the photographs. The small placards placed where the evidence and significant elements of the crime were located. After shooting the photos, she walked the grid, searching the scene inch by inch. The grid pattern, the only approach she used, as she'd learned from Rhyme, involved walking from one end of the scene to the other, then turning, stepping a foot to the side and returning, the way one mows a lawn. Then you turn perpendicular and search the same scene again, against the grain, as Rhyme described it. She went through the routine now, gathering trace, taking footprints, searching for friction ridge prints and swabbing where the perp might have left DNA. Standing momentarily with hands on hips, she surveyed the floor plan of the shop, which embraced, she estimated, only about 900 square feet. She glanced out the front door, held open by a rubber wedge, noting a man in a jumpsuit similar to hers. She said to him, "Computers in the office, let's keep our fingers crossed." The ECT, evidence collection technician, had specialized training in security cameras and storage devices. He'd extract what he could from the hard drive in Patel's office. A single camera was pointed at the front door from behind the counter. It seemed to be working. A tiny red eye glowed teasingly, and a cable ran from...